This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, my name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plots like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast app. Apps and that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
So yeah. The next one, this guy, NFL, completely not a clue. You're quite into your American sports, aren't you, Mark?
Yeah.
I never heard of Jason before, and I completely fell for him. I thought he was delightful.
This for me, is one of those bits of casting that is left field, and I think will be... He comes in, he's an American, and Americans are better at the low-level chat that you need on television.
Talk. Oh,
and
yes.
He just made it seem like a pro show. Everything he said was just a neat soundbite. He was very surface, but still very warm. He was just a pro. And I'd never heard of him. I believe he does the American football coverage for the BBC.
In this country, yeah, exactly.
What channel that is on, I have no idea. literally no idea. But
BBC, yeehaw!
I don't mind them looking deeper into the BBC and going, here is someone you've not heard of, but
yeah,
you will
great.
Like. And he's
beautiful. Let's not beat around the bush here.
And so warm and likeable. And honestly, the second I saw him, I went straight to the online gambling world. I was about to put a tenner on him. Weirdly, there are very, very few places accepting bets on Strictly this year. I think
How
there's only sort of three. For me, if I was going to put money on, I'd be putting... We'll get to the other one I would have been putting money on. But I think he is... I would be amazed if he isn't in the final. Even though I've never seen him move... I wouldn't be surprised if he wins this, because I think he has that thing. People like the story of going, he's a really lovely guy who's been uncovered by this show for us. And I have a feeling that he might go a long way in this.
I think that's interesting because it also comes down to who they're paired with. Luba isn't one of the dancers who's traditionally at the front. She's always kind of in the back in photos.
Yeah.
She's kind of been there for a little while now, but she's perhaps not one of the more prominent ones, not one of the better known ones. And I was a bit like, oh, they could have given him someone with a bit more personality. But then in her little interview, her interview with Claudia, I thought she kind of leapt out a bit and I thought she looked quite interesting. So if that partnership works, then yeah, she was funny. Then
she had that
great
thing about going, which Luba is going to come out in the
rehearsals.
Yes, which one do you want? Yeah. And she was sort of like, Russian Luba. There is a part of it that I think for quite a while now, Oti and Kelvin were a good example of this, but I love the couples they put together who are like, you know how we're going to win this? We're going to win this by outworking everyone. And I like to see it because I have none of that in my own life. I am lazy. And I think, he's a professional athlete, obviously at an unbelievably high level.
Mm.
And he seemed bloody nice.
Just lovely.
I think he's...
I normally find sports people so incredibly dull. I am racist about sports people and I am not proud of that. But I do kind of, my shoulders drop a bit. It's like, and now as a sports person, but he charmed my socks off, delighted by him.
Completely.
So, yeah,
what's interesting as well is normally you have with sports people as well, you have sports fans. And because he comes from a minority sport, I think everyone can get behind him.
There won't be any team partisanship in this country, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen him move. And my only note on him is I want him to win.
Yay! It's nice to have a favourite this early on.
I know. Have an American come and sort of go, oh, this is why the Americans are still number one. Look at this guy. He turns up and I just go, I want you to be the winner.
He's won you over without, he barely opened his mouth. The next couple, now obviously I thought this would be big headline news for you. They look like twins. They look like sort of, you know, demented chuckle brothers. Yeah. It's Jamie from Made in Chelsea, who I used to find quite funny and now I just think is an awful, awful person.
He was
the reason that Kelvin won last year. He didn't. Yeah. He danced the first number, bust his foot or his ankle or something, and then had to not do the show.
Yeah.
So he was going to be partnered with OT. Obviously, it worked out brilliantly that he wasn't because, you know, the winner was crowned. Yeah. But this year he's got Karen.
Yes.
And they've got the same hair.
Yes, they have. I mean, look, I think for the sake of the story, they should have said, now you're going in with OT. You know,
no way. I'd have been fuming.
The reality is, of course, is they don't want to waste OT.
No.
I think they know what he's capable of, and I'm not sure he's going to be capable of very much.
I hope not, because he's genuinely one of the most irritatingly narcissistic people I've ever seen. I watch Made in Chelsea, like, religiously. I've never missed an episode. Okay, you should know this about me now, because you might want to switch the podcast off, and I get that, and that's fine. I've never missed an episode, and that man is trouble. I'm not in a fun way.
There was a line that he said where he was talking about, they were sort of like, have you been training? When they were doing a little interview with either Tess or Claudia, I think it might have been Tess. And he said, yeah, but he said, I've done my burpees and I'm eating less cake. And there was just a horrible thing where I sort of went, oh my God, in 10 years time, you're going to be the next Conservative Prime Minister. There was such a sense
he's
of, I could really
Boris
see
vibe.
That.
It's horrible. Yeah.
That Boris
he basically,
vibe.
Now, in Made in Chelsea, he cheats on girlfriends all the time.
Yeah.
Just constantly lies to people's faces. He's a dreadful person.
Again, that's very much Boris vibe. absolutely bang on.
I was going to say, he could wear his shoes and basically put on a few pounds and it's the same guy. Terrifying.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, apologies. That was that's Jamie Lang's lawyers. They say he's not like Boris Johnson.
He does it on TV, the silly idiot. It's literally all been caught on camera, Jamie, you absolute bellend.
He is a funny choice for the BBC because, you know, obviously it's a show that I'm sort of surprised that they are willing to, if you like, jump into bed with, you know, on something like Strictly.
E4 is still, it's still only watched by the people who watch it, if you know what I mean. It's not like it's going to have, Made in Chelsea doesn't have a huge spread beyond that channel. Like the stars of Made in Chelsea rarely escape. And if they do, they have to go and do The Bachelor on Channel 5, like Spencer Matthews did. That was hilarious. They don't make it to like primetime Saturday night on one of the sort of major channels usually.
Mm.
So I would imagine Jamie has got a particularly aggressive and very efficient agent who said, that offer still stands, his foot's better now, you have to have him this year. Because honestly, I wouldn't have bothered. There are plenty of other people I'd rather see. But he's very good at, as narcissistic people often are, he's very kind of good at the chat and he'll be funny. Please don't be fooled. Listen to this podcast. He is a bad and evil man. Okay, good. Got that. Yeah.
Do you think that they're giving up on Karen Hauer a bit?
It does feel a bit like that. I mean, I don't, maybe I'm wrong. The group dance didn't make me think he's going to be one of the top guys, but they obviously, it's very telling that they didn't give him to OT. Like you said, that could have been just a natural thing to say, oh, you can have the partner you didn't get last year. Let's see what would have happened. It's a bit telling that they haven't, as you said, brackets, wasted OT on that. I wonder. I don't know.
I liked the bit as well. I don't know if you saw it when they first introduced them to, you know, so oddly it was, I think this was the only one where the dancer was introduced to their celebrity rather than
the
celebrity being introduced to the
dancer.
That's
right, the dancer was on the street waiting. That's probably because he said, I want to arrive on my scooter, it'll be really funny. I'm telling you, he's that guy. I know better than the production team. Do it my way.
My absolute favourite bit is they had a little bit where a man pulled up in his car while Karen Hauer is on the road in a square. And he sort of leant out and he sort of went, do you know the way to Millfield Lane or whatever? And she was like, no. And I just thought to myself, this guy has seen Karen Hauer and he's just one of those wealthy men and he's like, it's worth a punt. And
why
absolutely
not?
That thing.
I'm really rich. I've got a sports car.
I was going to listen back because I thought I didn't quite get the name. And I bet it was something, if you listen back to it, it's basically like, do you know the way to, I don't know what it is, Hairy Back Lane or something. And he's expecting her to answer, why, yes, I do, Squire. 'Tis up my right and left leg. And then he would say, step into my steed. I don't know how the sex trade works these days.
But in
he goes. I did think as well, I thought, the insufferable arrogance of a man driving by. Because she had a camera crew with her. And he sees her standing there with the camera crew. And he's like, well, I need something. So I'll interrupt this. Yeah, the cameras
that
are literally
filmed in Chelsea,
on.
Clearly.
Pulls over. I need something. You fat
the entitlement
lump.
Of those people, honestly.
Yeah. And then comes Jamie Lang, like in one of those dramas where, you know, someone escapes the first predator and the second person who seems like they're helpful, they turn out to be as bad, stroke worse.
I almost thought it was set up like that, sort of like, here's an entitled posh brick. Here's another one, but this time on a scooter. Anyway, no, I'm sure he'll be entertaining. And I love, like, we still love watching Karen dance. And I think actually she will just keep him in line because he's a massive jokes guy. He's, you know, he's got no responsibility. Mm. He runs a company called Candy Kittens. You can see them in petrol stations sometimes now. There's bags of sweets that he sells. He's the heir to some biscuit fortune.
Yeah.
He just doesn't give a sod about anything. And he has fun and he's, no responsibility. So, I mean, he might need someone. He is. He's a biscuit.
I know, it's just funny.
He needs
funny.
Someone to just tell him what to do because he's going to try and play up and be an idiot. Mm. He needs someone to probably smack him around a bit, and I think Karen could do that.
there's some solace to be taken that when he talks to people and they say, so what's your background? He sort of says, well, you know, I'm lying to a huge fortune. And they go, yes, what do your family work in? And he has to say, biscuits. Like that. And they go, I'm sorry? And they go, biscuits. You go, biscuits.
You'd rather say arms dealer, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Or, you know, oil. Or
Christmas.
even fisheries somehow is more dignified than going, biscuit. Biscuit. What, like a biscuit? Yeah, biscuit.
Let them eat biscuits, that's what he says. Anyway, this year it's important to point out, obviously, because there's only 12 couples, so some of the pros didn't get partners. So this year, Graziano, Nadia and Neil Jones, they don't get celebrity partners, but they'll be doing a lot of the group dances, a lot of the kind of dancing to the musical guest, that kind of stuff. So they still get to be kind of, you know, featured somewhat, but they just don't get to have a partner.
Yeah, I missed the name of the musical act that performed here.
He had no vowels.
Oh, did he?
He was another initials one. There was two people. It was someone featuring someone with also no vowels, which apparently is just a thing now.
The only sort of modern, if you like, mainstream pop music that I hear in my lifetime, unless I'm on like a bus that goes through a rough area and all the kids get on and listen to it on their phones, then it is Strictly. And I was listening to this thinking, this is perfectly nice. I like the fact that the singer as well sort of had some kind of gender fluidity. I do like these buttons that they're pushing to sort of say, you know, you can't complain about COVID, and we are going to push the whole idea of going, this is no longer the heterosexual Strictly Come Dancing.
No, exactly. Like it was so ready before.
That you've become used to. You know, where everyone's wearing checked plaid shirts and...
It was
you
butch
know,
as fuck before
it,
this.
It was BAF, you know. And I like the fact they're going big changes.
Yeah, completely. I have to say, my son, weirdly, he's 11 now, stopped watching Strictly maybe 2 years ago, broke my heart. But last night he said, actually, I'm really interested in... I mean, I think he was basically just couldn't be asked to get off the sofa when it started. But he did say, no, I'm really interested in what they're doing this year with, like, it's much more diverse and you're seeing all different kinds of people. Really like the fact they're doing a two women partnership. Really interesting. And he did say about the two musical... So there was the musical number with the guests whose names I can't remember, and also the kind of 1920s speakeasy thing. Both times he kind of put his fingers in his ears and went, oh God, this tune is all over TikTok twice.
Right.
So they
okay.
clearly picked artists because I think they're just thinking the kids are indoors, the parents are indoors. We're all kind of, we're a captive audience this year more than ever. Of course, we've got our screens and devices, but they're using the YouTubers and the young people from EastEnders and this music, just, I guess, trying to get everyone back to the sofa again. To be honest, even though my son enjoyed deriding their terrible music choices, he stayed and watched the whole thing.
You see,
which mended my broken heart.
It is a unique programme on British television in that it is one of the things that is watched by generations, which is such a hard thing to
it's
any
almost
show
impossible.
To do.
That and Ghosts, also on BBC One, which is the one thing I know families will gather and watch because it's just funny and brilliant and beautiful.
Yeah, my dad was telling me how much he's enjoyed that. And,
you so
know,
good.
He really doesn't enjoy very much. So, you know, they've absolutely done amazingly. So we were talking there about the same-sex partnership. I mean, the next person who comes up is Nicola Adams, the Commonwealth and Olympic boxing champ. I've always loved her. I love her every time I see her. She has this incredible sort of bashful arrogance where she's She's very sort of, you know, humble and then also Chris Eubank, essentially.
But she has the word champion written through her like a stick of rock.
When
it was revealed who her partner was, which is I think a brilliant choice. Mm. Because before all the nonsense with Katia, before all of that romantic terribleness,
yeah,
she was just the choreographer to end them all. The things, I say now, the things she did with Ed Balls were absolutely astonishing. I will admit, yeah, again, 2 days ago, I was feeling a bit crap. I watched Gangnam Style on YouTube. It's what I do whenever I'm feeling shit, because it's one of the most joyful, happy things to do.
Yeah.
So they revealed Katia was her partner behind a giant glitter ball in the middle of the Albert Hall. So they kind of gave it some fanfare. I thought that was rather nice.
Yeah,
and I do
here.
Think they will be so interesting every week, because Katia's choreography, when she's given something a bit tricky to work with or a bit different, I think that's exactly why they've paired them. Not that some of the people were kind of going, oh yeah, they've put Katia with the girl because, you know, because of the curse of Strictly and they're trying to, like, no, her choreography is going to win this partnership. I think it's going to be so good.
100%. If you were a female dancer on this series and you knew there was a same-sex partnership, you would have been hoping to have been given that. Because
I think Katia looked like the Katia that got the cream, if you'll forgive me, because yeah. I think they were all queuing up for this one.
I think there may also have been a thing which was a sop to people who are not with it. And when they come in and go, is that two birds dancing? So what? Is they lovers? And someone can go, no, they can't be, because 2 years ago she got off with that unfunny bloke. And you go, oh, right, so it's just for telly. I am no longer disgusted. And then they will sit down. I do think there is that. They've chosen the one that you know is heterosexual in their spare time. I thought
Absolutely.
What was interesting is when they did that little talk with not so much the talk, I think it was a bit right at the end, where they just had them sort of sitting next to each other and chatting.
Yeah,
and there
in
was a
matching kind of tuxedo-y numbers. Yeah,
that's right. And there was a slight bit where I got the feeling that Katia didn't quite know how she was supposed to interact,
like physically. Yeah.
You see throughout the whole thing. I mean, the female celebrities tend to be very sort of hands-on with their dance.
They're really
partners.
Tactile. Yeah,
yeah. And the male dancers would sort of, you know, I think they hold back quite a lot more.
A little bit more respectful, yeah.
Katia, if that was Ed Balls, would have been grabbing him and thumbs up and stuff like that. And she was sitting there very primly, like she was on a very, very respectful date with a fellow member of the Christian Brotherhood sort of thing.
And I know, but I think if you're Katia, you sort of can't win at the moment. And I'm actually really glad. I'm just going to get a bit feminist here for a moment. Please cover your ears if this offends you in any way. But I'm
no,
really
don't
glad.
Listen. Learn.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm about to preach and teach. She was involved in a publicised scandal with a man, and it's really nice to see that because of the circumstances around it, the man is the one who's kind of suffered here. And that, you know, she still feels obviously very, very self-conscious about seeming to be handsy with anyone, I imagine, because she had to sit in a bloody black polo neck on It Takes Two, saying she was very sorry next to this pillock who actually off with her on his girlfriend's birthday. Like, he's clearly not a good guy.
I'd forgotten about that.
She was just
that.
An idiot.
It Takes
exactly.
Two. Oh, that's my version
I'm just glad
of the Gangnam that makes you happy.
It was. They were both in the Dapper Laughs polo necks of shame going, I'm really sorry. It was a terrible mistake. But on a serious point, it's really nice to see. Okay, I think he's got some ITV2 sketch show, but basically his career has tanked. It was so interesting that for once the Burn the Witch thing doesn't seem to have happened. She's allowed to have her career and her position back because she clearly made a stupid mistake. People kind of got the impression there's something not very nice about him. There was something a bit Justin Lee Collins pucker pad about him that just didn't quite
And I think
so,
you
it's
know,
quite
you
nice
also,
to see that she's returned.
You can also see the power imbalance there as well. They are the celebrities and the dancers, and that is a title that slightly gets across how they are held in perception, if you like, in
Completely.
Society. The reality
and I think
is
in
the dancers,
as well, I
the
think
mere dancers are on BBC One far more often than any of the celebrities.
No, they completely are. Their faces, if anything, are more famous. But I think you're right, and from what I understand from just, you know, people I know who've worked on Strictly over the years, they're very much kept on a tight rein. They very much have the sense, they're, you know, there are people queuing up to take your place. So, yeah. You know, toe the line, do a good job, be a professional. They're not allowed to get above their station. They're not really allowed to do, I don't think, other shows. So they can't really build their parts up and be, they have to leave Strictly in order to go and pursue careers outside of it. So no, I think you're right. The status is absolutely nailed down and they are there to do their job and be brilliant. But it's kind of like backing singers, isn't it? They're often almost better and pitch perfect than the rock stars up in front of them. They have to be so much better, but they have to kind of have a lower status. And I think that's definitely true on Strictly.
Yeah. You know, you can see with her, I mean, she has spent how many years? Is it 2 years since it happened?
Yeah, that's right. Because it was, yeah.
And she had to spend last year being very much, I am non-sexual Katya.
Precisely. You know. And she's still, I'm guessing, very self-conscious about that. But this is going to give her a chance to be that amazing choreographer that we all probably have forgotten slightly after all the nonsense. I think this is going to be a good year for her.
I really, really, really hope that Nicola Adams does incredibly well. It would be a nightmare if they went out in the first round. A nightmare for Britain. I'd be more upset about that than I was about Brexit. But...
Yeah, and also, and I don't know if I'm just mischaracterising boxing here, because I will admit to not following it as a sport that closely, but I can't believe someone with the training, because I know the core strength you need for boxing, just the tiny little go I've had at it, you know, with a trainer or something, that the fact that you're having to dance around on your feet a lot and be incredibly nimble, I can't believe she'll be bad at dancing. I just can't believe
it. Yeah, I don't think there's been a single boxer who's done very well at anything like this.
I just
hope she's very, very different. But
good.
I think boxing is one of those sports as well that is a solo endeavour. And so you spend a lot of time, not with other people. She will have spent a lot of time with people who are significantly older. There is no social life. It is just training and being the best to get to that level. And I worry that the last music she heard was Eye of the Tiger, you know, because she was watching Rocky. God. And I don't think, I worry that dancing will not have been a part of her life. It would be like saying dancers are fast and fluid, so they'll make good boxers.
I see your point.
I worry that the skills are not transferable. But,
please,
you know,
let them be transferable.
Please let them be great. Please let them win.
Yeah, they're going to look really cool together, because every week it's going to be essentially the male and female partnerships. They always look great and everything, but the woman's in a sparkly thing and the men are in a slightly clingy thing and it gets a bit samey. Every week they can do something completely different. Yeah. I imagine the costume designer, they're going to have great fun with them as well. So I'm just looking forward to just the new possibilities it could open up.
Yeah, I think it's good. And you know, I think you know, oddly, it is one of those things that for me, it doesn't feel like a big deal. I live in a city, you know, I have friends who are gay. It doesn't seem like a big deal to me. I get the impression that I am underestimating how big a deal this is.
Viewer base of the show, for sure.
Yeah, you know, to old people going, well, you know, times have changed and, you know, isn't it nice to see. And you always have to think, don't you, about the kids in the middle of nowhere who are surrounded with no role models for their sexuality, who get to see on BBC One it being treated that a same-sex coupling is natural and normal and something to be admired. I think, you know, stuff like that, you cannot underestimate. And, you know, that is pleasing.
You're right.
If nothing else, this series, most important series of 10 years, you know, well done.
Oh, completely agree. Bravo to them.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Unfortunately, now we have to talk about Jackie, the former Home Secretary, Jackie, who seems so nice. She's so nice. But they had her meeting her partner on the green sort of by, you know, Parliament next to the Thames. And he, for some reason, and I'm guessing this was his idea, was dressed as Inspector Clouseau.
I know. Inspector Clouseau / a flasher from a children's comic of the 70s.
Right,
he was,
exactly.
He also put Groucho Marx nose and spectacles on. She was more surprised. She was in the middle of sort of explaining, you know, oh, well, I haven't danced for
I'm
a long
time.
And he just leapt out. And she was just like, sweet Jesus. You know, he had this Groucho Marx thing on. That was not the surprise. The surprise was that you screamed at her and leapt at her and you were in public and she thought she was being attacked.
Because, you know, the world is a scary place at the moment. Everyone's on slightly higher alert than usual.
Yeah.
That's not what you do when someone's cortisol is already up there.
Do you know what? Maybe the nose is the reason that as soon as, like, the armed police run in, you can go, I'm wearing a nose and glasses, it was a joke. I'm wearing a nose and glasses, it was a joke.
Yeah. It's very much like Alan Partridge with the shower curtain and the tongue screws on his fingers. Just
and he took his mask off to do the little chat, and he was wearing like a plaid linen jacket. He looked like Arthur Askey. Just
like you said, he's embracing his badger hair.
His teenage years in the 20s.
He's morphing into Badger from Tales of the Riverbank or whatever that thing was called, and that's fine by me.
She is definitely going out in the first week. She is
definitely going out, if not week one, because Anton's fans, as you've not believed me about this before, Anton's fans will keep him in as long as possible.
I think you're right about that. And I think there might be people who go, I thought they were going to be good, but their dance wasn't good, and therefore I hate them more than the person who I thought was going to be rubbish.
Right, okay.
But
she,
I mean, loads of lines she said, I wonder if I've got any dance ability. I'm completely out of my comfort zone.
She said,
but
I hate
you can find
saying
joy
that. That's
in a
Look at you.
New adventure. She is dead in the water, Julia. She is dead. This is such a short trip.
They're not really giving her much to cling on to here, are they?
No, I think also, you know, at the time, I mean, politicians have really never been any less popular. And I can't imagine people are going to go, even if you say, so what's she from? Is she, you know, is she off keeping up appearances? You go, no, she's the former Home Secretary under, and they'll go, vote her out. Vote her out.
They're just
out.
Not going to be keen, are they? And
no,
obviously in the early stages, it's voting to save. And I don't know, apart from the Anton massive, how long that she can sustain in this show. So, yeah, I don't expect a kind of chrysalis to open and a beautiful butterfly to come out in the week.
Do you know
three.
What, though? I am
She's not going
to
be there, is she?
No, but what I am looking forward to, I did see that end dance, and she has not got the face right. And so she looks constantly, you know, when you like roll your ankle and you go, ugh. Like that.
Yeah.
That was the face she was pulling whenever she was moved. So Anton would sort of take her by the hand and move her and she'd go, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, no.
It's going to be, I feel for her. I do feel for her. Really, this is her last major thing that she's doing. She was the first female Home Secretary of Great Britain. Now she's going on Strictly Come Dancing.
She should have left it there. Okay, well, don't worry. No one's going to remember in 2 weeks. Like you said, she'll be forgotten completely. The only person I hadn't heard of, because if you don't watch EastEnders, you won't have heard of this woman, but Maisie, she is from EastEnders. She's dancing with Gorka. I haven't written anything down under them, which means I found them boring. I think she's nice. I think young girls will want to be her. And also, I think she'll be really good, like proficient at dancing. She was really good in the group dance.
She will be insane, but I was very bored by her. You see, I like it. I like it when you have people on EastEnders who are the real deal EastEnders, because it's really the only job that you can do if you're a real deal EastEnders. Ender. Your Cara Toyntons, your Joe Swashes,
your Danny Dyers,
of course, your Patsy Palmers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Patsy Palmer,
yeah,
tremendous actress. No one has ever said to Patsy Palmer, do you know what we should do? We should do something else with you. I mean, why? Patsy Palmer is insanely good. I don't like it when people like Samantha Janus come in and slum it and they're like, oh, I'll do your little EastEnders. Get bent.
Dirtying up their vowels a bit.
Bring me a load of girls from Essex and we'll make stars of them. And I thought she was
It worries me when you say that, Mark. Please, under no circumstances, don't bring Mark any
Pulling
girls
up
from
in
Essex
my red car on a Chelsea Square, asking for directions. She is everything that you want in someone that you don't really know, because she was so excited. She's going to be funny in this because she's going to be
young
herself.
Young girls are going to love her. True enough. She looks like she has the kind of either stage school or the natural talent of someone who's going to, in terms of dancing, go a long way in this.
Yeah.
But I'm just not sure if I will remember her after the final.
I have a feeling that she is going to be one of those. If you think of someone like Saffron Burrows,
I think she'll be too good, so she won't win as well. Yeah, she reminded me of Saffron.
I think you're right. And I think with Saffron Burrows had a ceiling as to where she could get to.
Yes.
I have a feeling that this girl doesn't, because she's 19, nothing's impossible. Mm. I think she's absolutely full on. She's having a right laugh, and I think she's going to have the time
of her life.
Unbelievable. I would put £10 on her winning.
Watch her next week. If next week she's only quite good, I would agree with you. If she's really good next week, she's screwed, because you can't start being too good.
I think people love the Eliza Doolittle thing. And I think she'll get a long way, because she's got that thing of when they come off and they go, how was it? She'll go, oh, my feet don't half hurt. And everyone will go, nation.
She's so charming.
They will. You know, oh, yeah, it's pretty hot. I'm sweating like a pig. And everyone will just go, she is our champion. I think she's going to be brilliant.
Now, Mark, I want to hurry you on to the next contestant, because I don't even know if I want to speak during this, but I think I just want to hear you slowly hang yourself. So, Mark, who was next?
JJ Chalmers was next. Now, JJ Chalmers looks a bit like Dapper Laughs. We mentioned him earlier when he was wearing that black polo neck. Yes, he does. For me, there are issues with JJ Chalmers, and it's the way that he presents himself. Firstly, he is
smiling, being chatty, humble about being friends with Prince Harry, that kind of thing.
Prince Harry would be so proud that he has brought one of his boys to this point.
The show said that
was him. He
only
said that.
Only after the show invoked the Prince Harry.
He talked in cliches as well, and I just...
Oh, they
I
all talked in cliches. It's Strictly Come Dancing.
He is a one-show presenter in waiting.
And I wouldn't disagree with you there. That's going to happen. Mm. Amy is his dance partner. Obviously, she's the nicest woman on Strictly, bar OT, I'd say. I mean, and she has just done this... it was a BBC Wales documentary that's now on the iPlayer about her struggles with Crohn's disease, which just sounds absolutely appalling. I haven't seen the documentary, but I know friends who really struggle with it. Uh-huh. So that's an amazing thing to do. She's always just beloved of the fans.
The Strictly account, the official one, also mentions they are the first Celtic couple as well.
Yes, Welsh, and he's Scottish, right? No? Yes?
Yeah, I presume so. Yeah, he's got that soft Royal Marine Scot going on. And you're giving them things to go,
the Welsh people will vote for them, and the Navy people.
Going to vote for someone from London after all of the damage that comes out of London when you could be voting for your own countrymen? I don't like those extra bits coming in. All I want to do is I want to see them dance and go, this is amazing. I don't like the sense of going, get behind these people for another reason.
It's my favourite, and I will not be shutting up about him until he's out of the show, which I hope is never. It's Bill Bailey and his partner, Oti Mabuse.
Yes.
Just delighted. He took her bird watching. It was just the happiest I've been all year. To see
someone turn up in the bit with Claudia and actually make the crew laugh, you know?
It was
so refreshing that he was just funny and he struck exactly the right note. You know, on paper, the biggest name that they have here.
And he kind of is. He's got something like 1 or 2 or maybe even 3 million followers on like social media. He's weirdly popular with social media. I would have just thought of him as like, oh, you know, Black Books, all the stand-up, amazing things, but like not popular with people who are on social media. And he really is. So he's a great booking because people will vote for him.
What a great performer he is throughout his career. It's nice to see him coming back to that mainstream. Because what this means, of course, is from this point on, he will absolutely nail this. You know, maybe not the dancing, but he will nail all the other bits. And he will be back on TV in a big way. And I think so too.
I hope so. Me
massively
too.
Massively for that.
I've really missed him. I mean, he's not been letting the grass grow. He does huge tours. He sells out huge theatre stadiums. Like, he's one of those 50-something comedians that's just kept it going at the very top.
Yeah.
He's never slumped, but on TV,
he's really dedicated himself to bird watching and things. So he's been doing series about bird watching for probably about 6 years.
I think they're on
a Sky Channel somewhere.
Okay, I need to find those.
He is great. I think there is a sense of they know he's not going to win, and that's why he's with Oti. So he gets the best shot that he gets, but at the same time, they don't want Oti to win it 2 years running. So they've given her someone who is unlikely.
Or at least it doesn't matter if she doesn't. And actually, yes, you're right. He won't win. I'm pretty sure of it. I would like him to stay in as long as possible. And actually, judging by the group dance, he's not so dusty. He's pretty light on his feet.
Yeah.
He won't be as limber and bendy and kind of supple as some of the younger kids, obviously. But I think he's going to be better than people perhaps expect him to be. And he's a musical person. He's did those incredible tours, you know, comedy tours just with sort of musical instruments and orchestras and stuff. He is going to be, I think, his sense of rhythm and musicality personality is going to get him a long way as well, as the charm and the personality.
That is 100% it, isn't it? Really, the only thing you need to have if you're going to get far in this, yes, it helps to be young and limber and everything, but if you don't have that sense of rhythm and where the beat falls, you are dead in the water.
You're
and he's
Jackie.
At least got that.
Sorry, Jackie. Oh, you're so nice.
And then our final dancer is Max George of The Wanted, who's
from
been
The Wanted.
Put together with Diane. He is the most Mancunian man that's ever drawn breath. And I say that as someone who's met Liam Gallagher, right?
I was going to say, have you met a Gallagher brother? Because his accent's not that strong.
But there's something about Max George. He's also gone for the very Mancunian thing of having very, very prominent eyebrows. That's also a huge thing.
Oh, it's so eyebrowy.
Mm. My wife is from Manchester, and when he began speaking, she went, God, he's very Manchester, isn't he?
Antennae were tweaking. Mm. Yeah. So Jay from The Wanted obviously won it with Aliona a few years back, that memorable twist. Was it the twist or the, not the twist of the jive?
The Pulp Fiction jive.
Yes, exactly. Just an absolutely brilliant dancer. There's no sign whether Max is going to be as good as him or not yet. We don't know. But he's the obvious kind of heartthrobby booking. They've put him with Diane. They'll make a very good looking couple. But as to dancing, I don't think I saw much of him in the group dance. I couldn't really tell. It's quite hard to tell what the men are like, actually.
Yeah, and he made a big thing of saying he was in a band, The Wanted, who never did any dancing, that they were really, really bad
band.
At it. That didn't strike me as being false modesty. I think he did seem to be... He seemed very sort of straightforward, and I think he might turn out to be really bad. There's every chance of that. But then again, you know, it's a big gig, this sort of thing, and I think if you've been in a boy band, you're used to getting your nose to the grindstone to make it work.
You know, he'll have that work ethic, probably. Yeah.
He was talking about how his mother is such a huge fan. I warmed to him in a way that I think when I'd seen all the press photos beforehand, I didn't think I'd warm to. I just thought, oh God, he looks like another insufferable young man.
And he does seem to have a bit of something about him. Yeah, he seems all right, but pretty bland so far. But maybe he'll be good at dancing. Who knows? Then they did the group dance to Two Hearts by Phil Collins, which was really sweet. And it just sort of showed them off as couples. I thought Bill actually was quite... I did write down Bill exclamation marks. So he must have done something with his hips that impressed me. And my husband said, as we watched the group dance and just enjoyed the new chemistry bubbling between the couples, it's like watching nature heal. And I agree.
It
was a very positive, upbeat end to the show. And I'm just... glad to have it back on whatever terms, with health warnings aside. I don't care if they do it every- honestly, I'm just so glad it's back.
I entirely agree. It is one of those things that it comes on and you just go, you don't have to think it's the best show ever made.
But
you know what, you'll watch it, you'll enjoy it, even if you're picking holes in it, it's still good fun. And when it ends, you kind of go, oh, I could have done a bit more of that.
Yeah, it's a great show. And I think 12 couples is sort of the ideal number. Obviously, we're in for a shorter run this year. But I think 12 couples dancing in per episode is kind of about the ideal, really.
And
when there's like 82 couples in the old format, it's like, oh, God. And, you know, it takes 2 nights to get through the first week. And so I actually quite like the fact that we're kind of quite trimmed to begin with. I'm quite excited about that.
Yeah, exciting. So, I mean, look, I think my favourites have got to be, and I'm going to check their names because until yesterday I'd heard of neither of them.
You still don't know who
any
of them are.
Maisie Smith and the American football player Jason Bell. I think that they are two favourites.
I'm into him. I think my favourites, like the ones I'm looking forward to watching dancing the most, are Bill and Osi, no question. Mm. And probably Mr. NFL as well. I think he just looks like he's going to bring a lot of personality, and he's going to look great in a ballroom hold. I'm sorry to just be a bit, you know, Shirley Ballas, but those shoulders in that triangle, he's going to look amazing.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm actually really looking forward to seeing Nicola Adams and
that too. And also Clara.
That is going to be an exciting moment,
be brilliant.
I think. You know?
Yeah, I should mention Clara Amfo as well. I think if they've, judging by the costume they put her in her first episode, if she launches into a Latin, I think for the first episode, I think she's going to be great as well. But I've got really high hopes for her. It's just the legs. She's got some legs, man.
I found a tweet from a grandma in North Cornwall. She tweeted within seconds of the show starting, Goodbye Strictly 2020. Not interested in hashtag PC, hashtag same-sex couples dancing.
Wowzers! I don't want your so-called entertainment.
She can do one. How funny that you go, I love that show, but I can never watch it again. Ha-ha, you're mad.
I'm just really glad that she now has to pay for her licence fee again. That's made me happy. Because that'll make her so angry.
Good work. All right, then. Well, we will be back next week when we kick off Strictly proper.
Yeah, we'll be back after the live show on Sunday. So pretty much the second the credits roll, we're hoping we will be able to post next episode so you can hear what we thought of episode one.
You know it. That is fantastic work. So until then, thank you very much for listening. Welcome back and keep going. Bye. It's been so long I can't remember how we end. Bye!
Is it keep listening, subscribing and something? La, 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 la.
Pathetic. GreatBigOwl.com.
Hi, I'm Hannah Norris and this is my husband,
Carl Donnelly.
And we have a new podcast for you. It's called The Keith Cheggers Podcast and it's about pregnancy, because that is what's happening in our lives right now.
And inside your belly.
Yeah, so we are recording weekly episodes throughout the course of my pregnancy, talking to each other and interesting and funny guests that we have on about their experiences with pregnancy, so we can work out a bit more about what the hell is happening and what is coming up for us. So tune in, subscribe, and have a listen to the Keith Cheggers Podcast.
Bye.
Bye. GreatBigOwl.com.